producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, August 20th, 2014. I'll be your host today. We have an exciting show coming up. Besides the InfoWars reporters in Ferguson, Missouri that are going to be joining us, we're also going to be joined live in studio by Arthur Thompson. And he's the CEO of the John Birch Society. He's in the area promoting his new book called International Merger by Foreign Entanglements. That's exactly what is happening in the world. They're creating these regional trade zones, just like we saw with NAFTA, like we see with the EU, and now they're creating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, joining these regional trade agreements together. And of course, the people who are controlling this country, people like Petraeus, are saying, you know, what comes after America? Well, that's easy, North America. And he even references the North American Trade Union. So they see this as an accomplished fact. While we're just starting to realize, many of us in the public are starting to see the consequences of the North American Trade Union as we see these open borders, as people like Nancy Pelosi said, we just happen to have this border with these multiple communities that are separated by this border. The border doesn't really mean anything, essentially is what she was saying. As we see the consequences of this and start to push back against it, many people in the public who have not been following it for decades, like the John Birch Society, they're working on the next stage of this. They're working on taking these regional trading groups and merging them together. So that's the way that they come up with a globalist regime, is through these trade agreements. So I'm very anxious to talk to him about that. We also have news about a geoengineering climate engineering conference that is going on in Berlin as we speak. This week, ending tomorrow, they have a conference on how they can change the climate. Now, we've talked about chemtrails. Alex had a geoengineering special report just last week. We're going to look at a couple of the papers that are going to be presented at this conference that are being presented, one of them today. Very interesting revelation of what they are up to. We're also going to look more in depth at the Pentagon's 1033 program, the consequences of that. That's the program where they give the equipment to all these local police departments. That's what's fundamentally behind this militarization of the police. And as you're looking at this right now, we've got an article that's up on InfoWars.com. This cop who's running around pointing guns in people's faces. I mean, he's like some kind of a panicked animal. They're just running around with a gun in people's faces. And when they ask him what he's doing, all he says is the F word. You know, I'm going to blow your effing head off. And when they ask him his name, he says, basically repeats that. Very, very serious to see this kind of thing happening, this kind of unprofessional, provocative behavior. Anybody that's handled a gun knows that you don't point it at somebody you don't plan to shoot. That's a very serious thing. But that's becoming standard operating procedure right now. Where's that coming from? Well, it's being driven by these programs where they give this equipment out to people, get them all hyped up. It's kind of like when you have a homeschool. As we were doing that, we were looking at the curriculum. What were we to teach if we're going to pass the test? They can try to drive what you teach in school by setting up the test. They don't have to dictate the curriculum to you directly. They can set it up by setting some standards that you have to get your kids to follow through. That's the same thing they're doing with the police as they train them in this militarized program. One aspect that you probably don't realize is that part of the military surplus program involved giving equipment to firefighters. That was something that went on for several decades before they ever started giving it to the police departments. That went back to right after World War II. They recently tried to shut that down. There was a massive pushback against that. We're going to talk about that. And we have news about the Kardashians. That's right. Right here on InfoWars, we're going to cover some stuff about the Kardashians. They wanted to get into Plum Island, so we're going to talk about that. DARPA's got a new bid out, $150,000 if you can track the spread of chikungunya fever, and also new vaccines on the horizon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, August 20th, 2014. We're going to be having a conversation with Arthur Thompson, the CEO of the John Birch Society. He's going to be joining us live in studio in the third hour. He's got a new book out, International Merger by Foreign Entanglements. It's exactly as I point out in the last segment, what is happening. They create these regional trade groups. And now, as we see the effects 20 years on into NAFTA, they're working on creating the next step, and that is to combine NAFTA, the North American Union, combine that with the European Union, and also combine the North American Union with the Asian trade groups. That's the way they're going to get a globalist control through the corporations, giving them powers that are above what government has. We've also got some breaking news about a geoengineering conference that's going on in Berlin right now. It ends tomorrow. There's going to be a couple of interesting papers we're going to go over there. Of course, Alex Jones had a geoengineering special report last week, and we're going to look at
what they're up to. And actually, one of these papers, one of the scientists has a little bit of problem with what they're planning to do, or what we would say they're already doing. You know, that's the sort of thing that you see happening with the surveillance state. For many years, we told you what they were doing. They pretended they weren't doing it right up until the Snowden documents came out. Of course, the head of the NSA was saying, oh, no, we're not spying on anybody. And of course, the senator who asked him the question knew that they were. He had seen the classified documents. He knew he was lying. That's why he was trying to get him to tell the truth under oath, but they don't do that either. So what they do is they do these things. They do it secretly. When you talk about it, they say, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, these people, Alex Jones, the John Birch Society, all these guys are just into conspiracies. We have an interesting clip that we're going to play you, too, to put things into perspective. Going back to a Larry McDonald appearance on CNN Crossfire with Pat Buchanan and Tom Brayden. You may not know Tom Brayden, but he was someone who was very instrumental in the creation of the CIA. He was someone who created Operation Mockingbird, and he was somebody who had a very large presence in the media. So it was an interesting three-way conversation there between those guys just before Larry McDonald, who was a congressman and also a past president of the John Birch Society. We're going to play some excerpts of that when we talk to Arthur Thompson. We're also going to be going to our InfoWars reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. We're going to look more in depth at this Pentagon 1033 program, which is militarizing our local police departments. You know, that was something else that the John Birch Society for years talked about decades ago. They were talking about local control of the police and how important it was that that not turn into federal control. Well, now it's actually moving beyond that. We've got the UN talking about how they want to essentially set up standards for the way the police are going to interact with people. I think they need to be controlled locally. We need to find some method to control the police. Frankly, I think with the federal involvement, they have gone out of control. So we're going to look at that program, and there's something that I don't think many of you have heard about. It's something that was only covered by local stations when it first came out. Back in June, the Pentagon momentarily said that they were going to stop a program of giving military surplus hardware to fire departments. This is a program that had been in effect since the 1950s, shortly after World War II ended, and they started bringing back surplus equipment. They started giving it to fire departments a long time before they started giving it to police departments. They didn't start the police program until the mid-90s. So for 40 years, they were giving surplus equipment to small fire departments, rural fire departments that had to deal with massive wildfires but had a very small population base, could not afford to get this equipment. It was a very useful, very productive thing to do with that equipment. They decided they were going to stop that abruptly at the end of June. There was a major backlash because, you know, firemen don't take things sitting down. They get very active about things. So they got in touch with their congressmen, with their senators. They pushed that back. But for about 3 weeks, people were talking about this program, how it had existed, how necessary and vital it was, how so many of the fires were put out by local people. But the Pentagon wants to militarize the police and do it so quickly that they even wanted to cut this little bit of equipment that they were giving to fire stations. So we're going to talk about that, what's in that program. And we also have Kardashian news. They tried to get onto Plum Island, and they were told, no, sorry, it's kind of secretive here. We're also going to talk about a new DARPA contract, putting an award out, $150,000 for people who can predict how the chikungunya fever is going to move across the United States. They want to track this as they would track a pandemic. Anytime DARPA gets involved in something, you need to watch it carefully. So we're going to talk about the new chikungunya vaccine. It's a new mechanism. It's a very different way that they've got of trying to control the disease. And it also applies to the new Ebola vaccine. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Plum Island. We're going to talk about some diseases that are put out by tick-borne tick vector to put this out. So we've got some interesting news on that front. But the top story is what's going on in Ferguson right now. And Alex is going to be joining us in a few minutes to talk about this, because last night our reporters got some amazing footage. We have an article up on InfoWars right now about a Ferguson cop who is pointing a gun at journalists and saying, I'm going to kill you. He's pointing the gun right in their face. And he keeps doing this. And he's just kind of walking around the crowd. If you're watching this, you can see the B-roll there. I don't know how much of this we can play, guys. Can we play some of this, or is it all profanity?
There's too much profanity.
Okay, we're going to have a bloop version for you. But right now, I'll give you the gist of it if you're listening on the radio. This is Paul Joseph Watson's article. He said, shocking footage out of Ferguson, Missouri, shows a police officer pointing his gun directly at protesters and the press while remarking, I'm going to effing kill you. And the journalist says, he's got his gun raised, and Joe Biggs was standing right there and said, his gun is pointed. And the journalist says, my hands are up, bro, my hands are up. And the cop says, I'm going to effing kill you. Get back. He goes, you're going to kill him? Says another individual. Did he just threaten to kill me? And then when they ask the cop for his name, he says, go F yourself. And so that's now become a hashtag on Twitter, hashtag officer go F yourself. They spell it out. And we've got a couple of tweets here from Joe Biggs. He said, I witnessed a cop stick his M4 in a journalist's face and say, I'll effing kill you. A female officer had to pull him out of the young man's face. Mikhail Thalen tweeted that he had three riot cops freaking out and pointing shotguns at him when he got isolated behind a building after everything started happening. Well, this is something that is very new. I can remember, it's probably been about 6 years ago, when we adopted my daughter from China. And when we were in it was a massive, crowded retail street. I mean, it was totally packed. And you can't imagine it unless you've been to China or, let's say, New York on St. Patrick's Day parade. I mean, it's that kind of a crowd. Shoulder to shoulder, everybody is packed. They pulled up in an armored vehicle, and this security guard gets out. He's got armor. He's got a helmet, kind of like what you see the police wearing now, and a shotgun. And he levels the shotgun. He doesn't have the muzzle up. He doesn't have the muzzle down. He points it at the crowd. A shotgun, and we were right there. And I could not believe they would be that irresponsible. I said, I've never seen anything like this. And, of course, that is what's become standard operating procedure for our police now. That's been happening all week. Joining us now is Alex Jones to comment on this. Alex.
That's right, David. As I announced yesterday in the third hour on air, I've gotten so upset by all of this that when I start having literal anger issues, so that's not fake on air when I'm blowing up, folks, but that's going on behind the scenes as well because I'm so upset that I decided to just take a day off and get a lot of different errands and issues completed. They're more administrative around the office of the house. And then the reason I raise this personal point is it shows how serious all of this is, that never in almost 20 years on air, never have I had to actually just take myself off air. Even though I wasn't making that big of a fool of myself on air, I was just getting so physically upset and disgusted that there's no point in just getting on air and venting a bunch of anger. And the lesson out of that is I'm on one extreme getting so angry about things. Other people are on the other extreme not caring or thinking they don't have any power. And then I watched the live streams last night. This is not a fake reality TV show. This is the real world and the end of our country basically collapsing. We're going to skip this network break, and I'm going to be gone by the bottom of the hour and turn it over to David Knight. But the reason I preface all of this with my own personal feelings on the subject is this is how a country dies. This is how tyranny comes in, by increment, by successive approximation. And then finally, they're not taking baby steps. They're not taking giant leaps. They are jumping light years ahead in destroying our republic right in front of us. And the police, the looters, the demonstrators, the media, the American people, we're all being manipulated by very sophisticated psyops. So I wanted to take off today so that last night and this morning I could really just sit back, read the news, take my time trying to figure out what's going on exactly, and to really try to gauge the larger situation. And stepping back and watching the HD reports filed at Infowars.com, and that are on the YouTube channel and on PrisonPlanet.tv, it is just so over the top, incredible, the picture that has emerged clearly now, several weeks into this Ferguson crisis. The feds have been there since day one. The feds are undoubtedly manipulating this through CNN, MSNBC, the new Black Panther Party, useful idiots, and the Ford Foundation type operatives that are on the ground there. We're going to get into some shocking evidence of that here in just a moment. The police are clearly being given orders to brutalize the press and to treat the press with hatred and to assault the press and to threaten to kill the press. In fact, I may just have to order the reporters back because they've got a lot of courage and they keep going up to the very front lines where reporters are being arrested left and right in front of them and brutalized for no reason. Our guys are now there standing there shooting HD video as the cop sticks the M4, M16 variant to the chest of reporters and points it at them as well and says, "I will effing kill you," with an arrogant, belligerent, not, that doesn't have a mask on, anything. No one's arguing with him. No one's telling him he's a piece of crap. No one is antagonizing him. They are targeting the press. And in the Joe Biggs video that Marcos Morales uploaded in the middle of the night last night, police arresting journalists in Ferguson, Missouri. That's the headline. And I sat here this morning watching it. I cannot figure out a way to describe what is in this five-minute video. This video, and there's a whole bunch of them, I can't quit watching them. Because as an investigator, as somebody that's been doing this for 20 years that knows how provocateurs work, who's gone up against them scores of times, I've had the Army try to set fires in Florida and blame it on me. I have been chased through swamps by dune buggies. I mean, I'm just telling people, that's in police state too. I've dealt with this over and over again. I've dealt with this trying to build a memorial church in Waco. I've dealt with the Klan threatening to kill me and finding out they're federal agents and informants. So when I tell people something, I'm going off experience. We saw the feds dressed up like anarchists, also running anarchists under them in Seattle in 99 at WTO. We've caught them in Ottawa, Canada. At the G20. We've caught them in Pittsburgh. It is so criminal to watch the police run a false flag. I've now analyzed these videos. And in the same video that's on the YouTube channel, I don't even think we've got it on the website yet, titled Police Arresting Journalists in Ferguson, I cannot even come up with a proper headline for this video because the guys are filing this report, and it's narrated by Biggs. But they just glaze over the cop pointing a gun at him and threatening to kill him. I'm not saying that's bad they glaze over it. They glaze over all these other reporters being brutalized and attacked. And then right there, Biggs clearly completed the mission and discovered a cache of Molotov cocktails deployed in an area strategically, and I've seen this over and over again, by the feds, guaranteed. He goes to all the police, tells them where it's at. They look at him and then are clearly in the know and say, "Get out of here," and do nothing. And then you see the press conference and the gun and the same Molotov cocktail that they had at the press conference two nights ago. I'm here to tell you, looking at these videos, that the evidence is all there. We now know this may have been staged from the very beginning. This whole thing is a psyop, just like the IS terrorists chopping the U.S. reporter's head off. That's a real reporter. That's probably a real beheading. ISIS is real. IS is real. It's called Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It was allowed and armed by our filthy, degenerate, wicked, globalist, occupied government to attack Syria. And they're on the news this morning separately. We're just living a psyop. Saying we've got to go back into Syria. IS is using eastern Syria to go into western Iraq when our government set them up and turned them loose. It's like throwing a baby with cuts on its back into a pool of starving piranhas and then saying, "Oh, my God, we've got to do something for the baby." I mean, you can see the problem, reaction, solution. And just like the cops have been caught under Fed control in every major event provocateuring to give them the fake moral high ground, there's that famous video from 5 years ago where the government even did an investigation. The RCMP had to admit that they did it. They had huge, you know, cops in anarchist garb beating up other cops. And you could tell. tell that it was about 95% fake. They were actually hitting them pretty hard. But the cops were winking, and they were all wearing the same boots, and they got caught. That was in the Toronto Star. You got caught. They did provocateuring of the G20 in London. And then a guy delivering newspapers and chewing gum to the corner store showed him his ID, said, no, I'm delivering food into the conference area, into one of the gift shops. And they just beat his brains out in front of everybody and then said that he had assaulted the police until a video got released. And they just beat his brains out in cold-blooded murder. And so what you've got is cold-blooded murderers being hired for the police departments, cold-blooded bullies, and unstable mental patients who basically shouldn't have a job pushing a mop are being put in and promoted to create this culture now of a full conversion of the police into a vicious, hateful, occupying army who are targeting the media on purpose. Now, folks, we can keep more than one thought in our minds at the same time. We can chew bubble gum and trim the hedges or walk and chew bubble gum. It doesn't mean the thugs are good. It doesn't mean the looters are good. We're there exposing them and reporting on them throwing rocks at the police. And they're not being arrested when they do it. We have video of them throwing rocks at police. I'm going to explain this. In the same area, they're brutalizing journalists and targeting them with a hatred as if journalists are all convicted child molesters. The journalists are professional in almost every case while they're being assaulted by out-of-control police attacking the First Amendment, attacking all of our freedoms. This is vomitous. Then you expand from that to people throwing bricks at the police, and the cops stand there like they're ready for it and just let it bounce off their body armor. And then you got Molotov cocktails cached right over by an area by the police. Biggs discovers them, goes to them, and the cops look like they have an adrenaline rush, like they've just been caught in something. So they're clearly working with the new Black Panther people to stir things up. They are clearly working with other Justice Department provocateurs that are on the ground. I don't think the police themselves are involved, but they know. They're not stupid. This is disgusting. And this whole Ferguson thing is a laboratory to shoot HD video and reports to train departments all over the country. The feds do the training. They send in the armored vehicles. They give the state the money. They give them the army manuals to point guns at people and to shoot protesters in the future lethally to stop peaceful protesters as a psyop. That's in the new army manual. This is all earth-shaking. Of course they'll throw Molotov cocktails at themselves to stir this up and to give the police state the moral high ground. If they'll have official manuals, April of this year, released last Friday, saying they will kill in a crowd of peaceful demonstrators. They will shoot for the chest, the testicles, the spine, the heart, depending on if they want to wound someone to scare the crowd or if they want to kill. And it gives authorization, not in law, but in doctrine, to murder Americans en masse. And they will do this when the collapse comes and when cities are burning. It will be legitimate when the military goes out there and mows down looters. But remember who lit the fuse. Remember who started the whole thing to where they will make us, the middle class, beg for martial law, beg them to save us. And when the police fail and when they fall, then they're going to bring in the UN troops. And I was told this by FBI agents and Army generals and Air Force generals, and I was told this by CIA people, all told me the same thing from the time that I was a little kid right up until my 19 years on air, talking to these people on air, Marine Corps colonels, you name it, you've heard them all. And I'm telling you, I was a little kid listening to FBI people my family knew, and John Berger's my family knew, and people that worked in secret operations, some of my family, all knew about this and said this was the plan of the globalists to bring America down. And folks, we are actually beginning to see it right now unfold in front of everyone's face. Now, if they fail, if we expose this and they back off, that's good. People say, oh, where's the martial law? You're seeing martial law beta tested when they are targeting reporters. We now have it on video while people throw rocks at the cops. Okay, I'm going to explain that again. They are clearly being told to stand hand down while this goes on. I'm going to come back and finish up and throw the baton to David Knight. The reporters are coming up the next hour, but we've got to go over all these videos and name these. And I'm not knocking the crew for not giving it a powerful name. I don't know how you come up with something powerful enough to describe what's on this video. Evidence of provocateur, the police threatening to kill people. We'll play that clip when we come back. Threatening to shoot journalists, threatening to murder them. I will, quote, kill you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. We were just talking to Alex Jones, and it's absolutely amazing that we would have to be concerned enough to consider bringing back our journalists. Why? Because they're threatened by the police. Because it's the police that are pointing guns in journalists' faces, threatening to kill them. These kinds of rules of engagement are totally out of control. Not only is it unprofessional, but it's amazingly provocative and dangerous to see the police doing this. But, of course, we just had a couple of days ago a document written in April of this year that Paul Joseph Watson published on an article showing that they are gaming for shooting unarmed protesters. Exactly what we saw the first couple of nights that our reporters were in Ferguson, Missouri. If you remember, I think we're the only ones to have reported it. We actually showed video of the police not only leveling their guns, but having their sniper rifles trained on individuals and lighting them up with the laser sights on their rifles, clearly showing that they had their sniper rifles pointed at these people and were ready to fire on them. That is exactly what they are planning to do in this document. They talk about taking out the leaders of peaceful protests, eliminating those guys with snipers. And that's what we saw a year ago. A document was leaked about from the FBI saying that they were looking at using suppressed sniper fire to take out the leaders of the Occupy movement. And it's absolutely amazing to see that. Alex, we had a little bit of a phone problem. I think you're back with us now. Go ahead.
Organized doctrine to kill reporters and kill the leaders of peaceful demonstrations and movements. They want to set the precedent on inner city people and folks that have been demonized for whatever reason. So first they sell the police state on Muslims, then they sell it for inner city blacks. The final enemy in all the training and all the preparations is gun owners and everyone's Bill of Rights, everyone's Constitution. But if people want to put it in racial terms, it is the war on white people that members of the Senate and the House have talked about, the open race war pimping by MSNBC, CNN, and others run directly by the Justice Department. And we have massive evidence in the video retitled Ferguson Police Threatened to Kill Journalist. We have the video of them threatening to kill the journalist. That is inside that six-minute video. We have Biggs discovering the Molotov cocktails and trying to tell police, and nothing being done. We have just massive evidence, and sitting back and looking at it, it's incredible. Now, we haven't played the clip yet of the police officer threatening to kill people, threatening to kill journalists, because he cusses. NPR, or the PBS channels, would air this because it's documentary. It doesn't violate the FCC if it's for documentary court-style purposes. I actually know the rulings, but we're not. We're going to beep it. So as soon as we have that, it's just about a 20-second clip, we will play that. And they just march up and they say, you know, I will effing kill you. I will effing shoot you.
Alex, we have the clip ready.
Okay, good. We have the clip. We're going to play that clip. And again, there's just so much evidence, so much proof. We're all the limited staff trying to go through this. That's why it's so important for people to buy the products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, because then I can hire a couple more people to run the computers, to pull up the news articles, to pull up the clips, to watch the clips, to put them on air. There's so much to digest here. We would have more reporters to be able to be covering all of this. And I'm not complaining. InfoWars has grown, but I need to hire five or six more reporters. I need to hire more print reporters. I need to hire more camera people, more video editors, more people to look at the footage, because we are just absolutely working as hard as we can. And I'm just here having a personal discussion with the listeners out there about my frustrations, and because we're all in this together. And it is so horrible and so horrific to see this happening. So we're going to play that clip of the police officer, bigger than Dallas. People can watch it unedited at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, saying, I will kill you, I will shoot you, and grabbing and slamming reporters to the ground that are doing nothing. We have clip after clip of my reporters in the middle of all this, and Biggs, Joe Biggs, our reporter, finding the Molotov cocktails, trying to go get the police to look at them. He dare not walk over with them. A whole box of them stashed and ready, the same brand that the police have claimed that they found one undetonated and showed on the news. Clearly provocateur, doing nothing about a stash of Molotov cocktails. I mean, that's a national news story. Stash of Molotov cocktails found. You're going to hear from Joe Biggs a full breakdown of everything that happened with his report with Marcos Morales, Kit Daniels, Mikhail Phelan, who they also pointed shotguns at and threatened to kill. I mean, this is getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and play the clip from last night. Here it is.
My hands are up, bro. My hands are up.
Now, again, that's footage shot by somebody else that was there. We have it in HD, and that's going to get uploaded by our exhausted crew there in Ferguson, Missouri, and is going to get out to everybody. But just what David Knight was saying, you can disagree with Occupy Wall Street and their socialist views, but they were right that it's the mega banks running the country. They were wrong to call it capitalism because these people are the opposite of capitalists. They're monopoly thugs who are waging war against real prosperity. But even if they were outright communists, when it was declassified last year, this is mainstream national news, the plan to execute the peaceful leaders of Occupy Wall Street, that means the ones the feds didn't control. It turned out the Justice Department basically started it, tried to run it, it failed. They tried to organize like an Arab Spring here. Even Al Gore said we need an Arab Spring here in America. They create the crisis, then they give the police the training to go out and kill everybody. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they are not going after the thugs in Ferguson. They are not going after the gangsters, the gangbangers. They are not going after the Molotov cocktail throwers or people throwing rocks. People are throwing rocks, and 20 feet away there's a journalist being attacked by the police. And the police, some of them say, hey, InfoWars, we love you. Some of the riot cops and some of the National Guard, some of that's on video. But the majority of them just see reporters and just I mean, they'll see like an old, you know, 65-year-old guy with a pad of paper and a camera around his neck, clearly a journalist, wearing a vest. They'll just run over and slam the guy on the ground. I mean, it's bizarre. Never has this happened in America. They don't even do this in North Korea. They would just come and get the journalist and take him away and then do stuff behind closed doors. They're doing it out in the open. This is beyond North Korea. I'm going to explain this again. They have never put out public documents, public, for full, unlimited distribution by the Department of Defense, Office of the Secretary of the Army, saying to all the people being given riot control training, police, military, you name it, this is where you shoot people to kill, quote, peaceful demonstrators, quote. See, I've been shell-shocked for 2 days since this broke. That's why I couldn't even hardly talk yesterday. I was stuttering. I was getting angry. I was running around yelling in the halls because my normal instincts, folks, is we are in crisis level. But that's healthy. It is normal to get upset about this. So pray for InfoWars. We're under a lot of stress. Pray for our reporters, but also the people that are having to watch this and look at it and also be trying to tell our reporters what to do. It's a very frustrating thing to have the responsibility to know that we're at the very cutting edge of this and to want to do a perfect job. You know, growing up, I always wondered why sports stars and adventurers and people that push themselves to the edge would get so angry with themselves and were never satisfied. That's a mark of greatness, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why everybody up there running the show today, David Knight, his family, what they've gone through to move down here and sell everything they had in North Carolina, all of my reporters, from Jakari Jackson to Leanne McAdoo to Marcos Morales to Rob Jacobson to Anthony Gucciardi, everyone in that office, from the shipping department to the customer service, to the graphics people, to the writers, Don Salazar, Kurt Demo, Kit Daniels, all of them. This is an incredible team, and I realize we need to celebrate the fact that we're blessed, we're in a very important position. We're also under globalist attack, spiritual attack, economic attack, but all Americans are under attack. And I want to just tell everybody something. I appreciate the listeners, and I feel a kinship and a brotherhood and a sisterhood with all of you. We are family. This is real. This is epic. This is happening. This is beyond journalism. This is just humans seeing tyranny unfold. If they declared martial law, if they had the NSA spying on us illegally, if they funded radical Islam and ISIS, if they turned over Christian areas and let ISIS murder everyone with U.S. weapons, if all this evil happened like Fast and Furious and Benghazi and Obamacare and 2+2=5 and Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven, if this all happened, would someone stand up? Would someone do something? And yes, we are doing something. I feel like in that movie that just came out with The Rock, it's pretty good for one of those entertaining movies, Hercules, went and saw some of my friends, when he really wasn't the mythical Hercules, but at the time that he needed to tump over that statue and crush the enemy, he didn't tump the whole thing over. He just found a weak spot and pushed as hard as he could and did it, like a woman picking a car up off her child. And I'm telling you, folks, I can't lift this whole thing, but all of us together can lift it, and that's why I get so angry, because I know we've had victories. I know we've changed history. I know we've informed tens of millions. I want to inform billions. I want to stop these people. I don't want us to convert to a total tyranny. I want the cancer viruses out of the vaccines. I don't want them dumbing our people down. I don't want them coming after our guns. I don't want them to take full control of this society. They will do it. We are in the hands of incredibly evil social engineers who have used toxic culture to turn the public into artificial, sociopathic, narcissistic mental patients. Mental illness is just raging. Disease is raging. All the statistics show we are redlining. Humanity is in a great test, in a huge crisis right now. And it's time for us to get on our knees and ask God for guidance, and to also remember our ancestors and to gain strength from everything they went through, to understand this is the animating contest of liberty. And it is disgusting and painful and horrible to see those police acting like demonic animals. It is horrible and disgusting to see those crowds of surly, entitled punks acting like absolute scum criminals and filth and racist trash, you know, just spewing all this division and garbage to play us off against each other. But we can transcend it by recognizing it, by pointing our finger at it, and by saying it's wrong and a fraud. So that's what I'm telling you here today. As I took off today because I wanted to get clarity and pull back from this, and all of us have to do that. We have to get outside their manipulation, see it from the outside, realize what it is, and then intellectually fight it, but also use our passion and our emotion scientifically to fuel the awakening, like a transmission, or it's a spirit, just like a pep rally of liberty, and saying no to the police state and no to the NSA as all of the evil comes out of the closet. Forced inoculation. Your kids don't belong to you. They belong to the state. You didn't build your business. Somebody else did that. They are just throwing it in our face, trying to antagonize us, trying to cause a war, trying to cause a civil war, trying to order the police to do things they know will turn the whole country against them. How stupid are these cops following these orders? Well, they were picked because they would follow orders, and I don't hate them. I love those stupid rioters, morons brought up in front of the television from birth, eating, you know, Captain Crunch. I feel sorry for those cops, most of them brought up probably in broken families, looking for manhood, looking for a gang, going joining the police department, thinking they're going to find their daddy there. I'm here to tell you right now, you're going to find your daddy when you find George Washington and the honorable men that came before us. That's our daddy. Our daddy is not the New World Order and a bunch of black uniforms and a bunch of cowardice and a bunch of weakness. And America is better than that, and we can turn the tide against this if we recognize what it is and vomit this poison up out of our guts. Now, I'm going to turn it over to you, but I'm just telling you, it's like a race car that's got all this incredible horsepower that can blow an engine. That's why we're so frustrated at InfoWars, because I see all these incredible videos, all this incredible evidence. We don't even have a way to digest it or get it all out to everybody. That's why we need your help with articles. We need your help to point stuff out in our videos. We need your help to help us when we're wrong and help us when we're right and to financially support us and tell 10 people, 20 people, 50 people, 100 people. But I don't want you to tell your friends and family about the show. I want you to tell 100 people about the show, about InfoWars.com, at the supermarket and at church and at work and in the parking lot and at red lights everywhere and in banner hangs and everywhere else. And you don't want to promote InfoWars? Promote something else. Just get out there. Get up off your butts. Take action against this, and we can turn the tide. We can save the Republic, because the alternative is absolute technotronic technocracy, scientific dictatorship, a boot stomping on the human face forever, trampling and being trampled upon, a world that becomes more barbarous, more ugly, more sick, more short-lived, quoting from their Bible, 1984. This is the absolute enemy preparing for civil war in America, missing nuclear weapons. You can see what they're planning. Obama says he's worried about a nuke in New York because they'll be the ones that detonate it to bring in total control. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is for real. David Knight, I'm going to turn it over to you. God bless you all. It is time to decide which side we are all on. I'm going to throw it back to the InfoWars Command Center in Central Texas and our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. They're all coming up. Stay with us and never forget, if you're listening or watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yes, just reiterate what Alex is talking about. They're openly talking about this kind of behavior. Now, the fact that they would leak this just a couple of months after having this document, that would have normally been kept secret. Stay with us. We're going to talk about that in more detail right after the break.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria. bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Well, it's been going on for a long time. I'm David Knight here with the Alex Jones Show, live in Austin. We're going to be joined later in the show with the CEO of the John Birch Society, but I just wanted to reiterate what Alex was just talking about. This outrageous report that was written just this last April and then publicly leaked. And here's the takeaway. Things like this, things like targeting political enemies using the IRS, that used to be done secretly by presidents. A lot of them did that. Nixon got caught doing that. Nixon got impeached for doing that. Now it's done openly. Now they don't care. They know there's not going to be any consequences. They violate the law openly. Obama signs the NDAA, says that he's going to arrest people and detain them indefinitely, maybe send them out of the country for enhanced interrogation, as they like to call it. And, of course, he says he's not going to use it. Don't worry, they're not going to use it. I guess kind of like this training, kind of like this equipment that we now see is being used. It's amazing to me that they would let this stuff go out in our faces, and now it is quite literally in our faces. We have video that's up on Infowars.com. Ferguson cop pointing a gun at journalists saying, I'm going to effing kill you. If you haven't seen this, you need to go see this at the YouTube channel. We're going to be playing that on for people who haven't heard this. Let's play that one more time here. You can see if you're watching this guy's got his gun leveled. Sticks it right in the guy's face. He's just
you're gonna kill him.
Sweeping the area with his gun leveled in everybody's face.
What's your name? Your name's Joel.
Just amazing. You need to see this where it's not bleeped out. We can't play that because of communication rules, but it's much more powerful if you see it on the YouTube channel. Watch it on our website. Now, what's the takeaway from all this? As we were talking to people in the area, I was very disturbed to hear people that Jakari Jackson was interviewing, someone that Joe Biggs had live on the radio a few days ago, basically celebrating the fact that the feds are getting involved, that they're going to step this down. They think that that's going to solve everything. They still don't understand that it's the federal government that is behind the militarization of the police. And it's not just an Obama thing. This has been going on for a very long time. It's coming to a head now. But this is something that's coming from the feds. And as I mentioned, we're going to have the CEO of the John Birch Society joining us later, Arthur Thompson. There's an article that was up on the New American, which is their website, yesterday. It says, UN boss pushes, quote, international standards for the Ferguson police. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is demanding that local law enforcement adhere to what his office cryptically referred to as, quote, international standards. And Alex Newman, who wrote this, says those tempted to seek UN-inspired, quote, international standards, unquote, for local American police forces should be careful what they wish for. This is exactly what Alex was saying. They want to have this step down. They're now provoking it. As Biggs found yesterday, a cache of Molotov cocktails, showed it to the police. They said, go away. You don't want to be bothered with it. All the signs of them trying to provoke this. And now we see that the UN is joining in on this. They would love to see this fail, be escalated to the UN, give them another excuse to get involved. What do we do about this program of the militarization of the police? We're going to talk about that in the next segment as we come back from break. We also have the reporters joining us live from Ferguson. And as I pointed out, we have the CEO of the John Birch Society is going to be joining us in the third hour. So stay tuned. We've got a big show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.